To Urban Media Today, Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Live 365, as it were, because we're in the cloud, so you can find us anytime, anywhere. But it gets dropped on you every midweek, coming out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, City of Champions and all that, so you can't find a better place to bring your champions live, that's for sure. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron, co-host the show every week. Locally, nationally, internationally, if you will. Today, sitting here talking to... See, I wanted to take you people to another... That's right, I said you people. I wanted to take you people to another place. You know, you're always with the football, basketball, you know. Let me take you to the tennis sport of tennis. Historic, legendary, ancestry. Is that a word, Trev? Ancestry? I think so. Ancestry. You know, going back... But hundred years ago, Wimbledon and all that stuff. So I'm just bringing you something new and fresh. And who better to bring it to you than artist extraordinaire Ernie Bay in the house. And we just understood that Ernie is a 4-0 tennis player. So, you know, like on your normal scale of 1 to 10, that'd be like an 8. So, and I've seen him play. I ain't scared of him, but I ain't going to play him. I ain't scared of him, though.
Stay on the basketball court,
Bill. I ain't scared of him. I ain't going to play him, no, but it's just because I don't play him don't mean I'm scared of him. That just means I'm smart like that. But look, before we get back into talking tennis, tell the Diana Ross story, man. You know you want to. Diana might be listening.
Well, what happened, Bill? I went to one of my guys who was working at the Civic Arena at the time. He got me some tickets, and I just came back and was raving. You know, Gino, he's passed now. Peace be upon him. But Gino, it was the greatest night. I had a great time. He said, well, Ernie, if you like it so much, you can come back tonight. I said, Gino, I have no tickets. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I'll get you in. He said, just buy some tickets. I'll get you in. So he gets me in. Little did I know, Bill, I'm on the ground floor. I mean, you know, I have the best seats in the house.
Now, where are you at?
I'm in the Civic Arena.
Okay.
And so, you know, now she used to have this, you know, her part of her show when she said, reach out and touch, you know, somebody's hand. So she would do that. And so when she was saying reach out and touch, she would go to the audience and she would ask for some people to participate. And I just remember saying, oh, I would love to sing.
Reach out and touch her.
My sister would love to sing with her. And I just put it out with the telepathy. Bill, it's like she made a beeline right for me. And when she came over, she said, would you like to sing? And I said, you know, so I put on my best little crooner outfit and I reach out and touch it. She said, wow, you're a great singer. She said, well, we have to ask you, you know, how'd you learn to sing? I said, I'm not a singer. I said, my sister, she's a singer. Why does she do that, Bill? Donna got the mic, and Diana Ross is in a gown, elegant. She went Detroit on her because my sister was cutting up. And Diana Ross put her hands on her hips. She said, after it was over, she snatched the mic from my sister. She said, give me my back, my girl. What you trying to do, steal my show? And so Diana Ross was just, she was
Donna
so.
Donna Bay.
Yeah, she
Donna
was so
Bay.
Great.
Great
and then,
vocalist.
So later on that night, she also said, she did that great song, I Want Muscles. Well, she said, Where are my skinny muscle men at? Right. And my lady at the time nudges me, and she says, you know you want to get up. I said, no. She said, go ahead. And so I said, all right. I start to go around to get to the stage where the steps are. And Donna Ross, she looked at me from earlier me singing, and she kind of, you know, stretched out. She said, I remember you. So I get on stage, and Bill, I'm nervous, and I'm trying to unbutton because the muscle thing, she wanted you to take your shirt off.
Right.
So I couldn't unbutton my shirt fast enough, so I ripped it off. And she's like, she's laughing. And so she opens up her arms, and that's where you've seen the picture, Bill, where I'm hugging Diana Ross, one of the biggest nights of my life.
And ladies, you should know, Ernie Bay got a six-pack. Ain't no two ways about it. So he's representing big time. Well, yeah, his sister, Donna Bay, vocalist extraordinaire here in the Pittsburgh area. But that's a great story, man. And you got pictures to prove.
And I got pictures to prove.
That goes without saying. All right, so let's also talk about this for a moment that, as I alluded to at the top of the show, a continually growing sport, tennis now affords young people who may not want to do the banging on the football field or the basketball court,
right,
another expression of sportsmanship and athletic talent. And as you mentioned, it is a sport of means, but it's not it's not so expensive that you can't afford to do it. Right, I mean, right. What you really need is a racket and some tennis balls.
Right.
But the cost to get into where you play, except in the summer, you can probably go play wherever. So I don't want anybody out there to be disillusioned that this is not something you can do if you want to play tennis. And then I guess one of the easy ways to work your way into it is if your parents out there listening, if you have a youngster that's showing talent, just go get a sponsor. And sponsors, you know, that's as simple as saying to the person you just brought that brand new Escalade from, you know, sponsor my son in a tournament. So that's not a real big deal.
And Bill, you know what? I guess my tennis head went to the place where I'm thinking when I was talking about elite sport, I'm thinking when you get to that level of, you know, competing on a professional level,
right.
That's where it gets expensive because of the training and all that. But you're 100% right, Bill. It doesn't take much. And as I said, the Highland Park Tennis Club provides, you know, rackets for our summer clinic. So we will lend you a racket, and sometimes we'll lend it to you over the weekend, and you can come back the next week with that racket.
So let's talk about that now. You have free tennis clinics every summer, I know Champion Enterprises, my former agency, used to be a contributor. Right. And
you're a full member. Bill, you're a lifetime member.
I'm a member. I'm going to be participating more this summer. So give our listeners, especially those local, but listen, if you're in Ohio, if you're in West Virginia, if you're in the in tri-state area, come on in. I mean, it's not limited to Pittsburgh. So if they want to become a part of the tennis clinics on a weekly basis once it starts, how do they do that?
They go to www.hptc.info. That's our website, and the number, area code 412-444-5578.
Cool. So now you can go learn tennis. And but like I said, when we went to break, man, I love the ladies in the short tennis outfits, man. That makes all the learning.
Well, Bill, you want to hear another story?
I will.
The reason I started playing, I'm up at Barron State Campus in Erie.
Now, your wife can hear this show.
She knows the story, too.
I just want to make sure you knew before you got started now. That microphone will make you just start saying stuff you don't want to say. So.
No, this is clean. You can tell your grandkids about it. But at any rate, I was in Barron State Campus. My friend, Ernie White from Westinghouse, he was up in Erie at the Barron Campus, and I was in Edinburgh. So one time he said, well, Ernie, you got to come up and visit. So I, you know, now find our way up to this Barron Campus, Penn State branch, and Bill, it was one sister more beautiful than the next. I mean, Jeep Kelly's lady was up there, Kelly.
From there you go.
His lady was up there. And these women were just gorgeous. So, I mean, I remember, and I see him with a tennis racket, and one sister says, I was with my friend Mike, and she said, do you brothers play tennis? I looked at Mike. Mike looked at me. I said, we play. Never played in my life. But a brother started playing, and next thing you know, the rest is history.
Crazy. So. All right, so set the tempo for us. As we begin to wind down, can you tell us what tournaments are coming, and who we're looking for? Let's go back. You were about to give me the top five women and top five men. So can you still do that?
Well, yeah, I can say you always have the big four, you know, which is Novak Djokovic. You have Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray, and you have the king right now, Roger Federer, at 38 years old. He just won, you know, the Australian. I mean, it's incredible that this man, you know, at this age,
LeBron of tennis.
Oh yeah, no question.
I mean,
about it.
Age
and talent is just unreal that this guy is still putting up, you know, the tournaments that he's doing. And when you were saying about who do you look at, you know, African American, there's Francis Delprof. Oh man, why am I lunching on this name, Francis Tiafo.
Okay.
Tiafo.
Okay.
He's a young guy. He just won Delray Beach Open, you know. But he's an up-and-comer, African-American young guy. And
they could win Wimbledon someday?
Someday.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. He has all the potential, Bill.
Because I think, well, Arthur Ashe did it, but.
Again, I think that's why, Bill, I was getting back to it's an elite sport. At that level, his parents has sacrificed to get him there.
Now you're talking money.
Yeah,
when
you're talking
there.
Big money.
To compete, to travel.
Compete, right.
Yeah. Now, point well taken.
Now, that's when you're on that level. But there's a lot of players who we, as an organization, we've been able to sponsor young men and women. When we see talent with the Highland Park Tennis Club, we have the wherewithal to put young man or young man or woman on a track to possibly receive tennis time at a club. You know, so we've done that in the past, and we still have that ability. And you can see talent, Bill, just like you're a football guy and basketball guy. You know talent.
You immediately. Yeah, you know when you see it.
So when we see it, we ask the parents, you know, would they be interested in, you know, we see if we can get them into the hands of a coach who could nurture that talent.
Plus you see talent and you couple that with desire and dedication. If you see the young person is coming consistently, wanting to do it, then you know the investment is worthy. Speaking of which, last year was the 4th Pittsburgh City League High School All Sports Hall of Fame Awards and inductions. And for the first time in the first 4 years, we inducted tennis players into the Great Hall, if you will. So you were institutional in doing that. Can you remind our listeners who we inducted into the Pittsburgh City League Hall of Fame as tennis players? And who might we be looking at as inductees for this year?
Well, last year, Latricia Hall, she was inducted for, the Women's Hall of Fame, and she was out of Schenley, and her brother, Nathan Hall.
I want to point something out. Right. She could have got in if she ain't never played tennis in her life.
She's a gorgeous girl.
She could have raised her hand and said, put me in the Hall of Fame. I would have said, all
so,
right.
So when you couple that, Bill, with a woman with a devastating backhand and forehand, you see that she was just,
So she was a City League champion.
City League champion. And her brother, Nathan Hall,
right.
He was from Carrick. He won, 2004, 5. And 6, he won consistently. So they were inducted. And that family, Bill, and I was so glad when you were receptive to, you know, let me honor the mother and father, because I think as a family, they're the first family of Pittsburgh when it comes to tennis. Mm-hmm. And in particular, you know, African-American family, you know, just strong, love the game, has done a lot. And it shows. And Martha, she, the sister, she could almost, you know, qualify. But one of the guys I see, he plays in Autodice. It's Marcus Mitchell, Bill. If you were looking for someone to, take a look at, he's been a predominant champ for the last 2 seasons, number 1 at Autodice. So
he's still in high school.
Guy, yeah.
Okay, but who might we be considering for Hall of Fame induction? Is there anybody on the horizon that, you know, is there anybody in the last 5, 10, 15 years that was a great high school player that needs to be looked at for induction consideration?
Yeah. I tell you, I'd have to really research that.
Or we want to keep that on the table now, because, and the reason I mentioned it to you is because we had our first Hall of Fame meeting Sunday. And I got the band back together again, so the process is underway. So let me offer this, and this is a national comment as well. Let me offer this since it just presented itself. In the 200-year history of the city of Pittsburgh and 180-year history of the Pittsburgh Board of Education, the City League never had its own Hall of Fame. So if you're in Chicago, L.A., Cleveland, Detroit, New York, Miami, you probably have a Hall of Fame for your high school great athletes. Well, the city of Pittsburgh, believe it or not, never had it in its 200-year history. Proud to say that myself and others, Kurt Heflin, Fred Lucas, Gina Thorpe, Carmen Feloy, Ernie Bay himself, and others came together and established the first ever Pittsburgh City League High School All-Sports Hall of Fame. That being said, every year we induct 20 of the city of Pittsburgh's greatest high school student athletes in 2 categories. If you're one of those people that were best of the best and you're deceased, you go in automatically if you meet the criteria. And then if you're living, we normally get over 300 nominees every year. We whittle that down to the top 20. So I want to shout out to Pittsburghers that are listening, and for people across the country that are from Pittsburgh that might be living elsewhere. The City League Hall of Fame has been established. It is for you. It is for those of you that meet these 5 steps. Number 1, are you living? And are you able to attend? Number 2, did you go to a Pittsburgh City League high school and graduate? Number 3, Were you considered best of the best in your sport? Number four, did you play 2 out of 3 years in that sport? And lastly, do you have strong moral character? And that's important. Right. If you meet that criteria, you need to give us a call at Achieving Greatness Incorporated, 412-628-4856. 412-628-4856. And register either your name or someone who you think is worthy of being recognized and enshrined in the Great Hall, the Pittsburgh City League High School All-Sports Hall of Fame. And the process is underway. The event will be coming up first week in November, I believe, this year. Male, female, any varsity sport, any high school that existed in the city of Pittsburgh, you're eligible. So give us a call, lock in, 412-628-4856 by phone or text, and we'll get your name on the board. So,
and Bill, that August Wilson, where you had it last year, I mean, it just was an incredible event.
I thought so, yeah.
And I think that, Shinley, what you did for the 71, was it the
– Yeah, that state championship 71 yeah. team led by Ricky Coleman, Jeep Kelly, and Maurice Lucas.
Wow.
That 1971 Shinley State Championship team, City League champion, state champions. And how about this as a sidebar? The great Maurice Lucas, nicknamed the Enforcer, 13 years in the NBA, 2 world titles. Jeep Kelly, the basketball phenom out of Pittsburgh, UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky Coleman, considered by all experts the best basketball playing guard in Western Pennsylvania history. All three of those guys lived in the same project. I mean, you had an NBA team living in the same project community. That's how it used to be back in the day. So call in, register your name, register someone's name that needs to be involved. But let's get that ball rolling, and we look forward to this year's Hall of Fame induction. So, again, we want to make sure that we keep tennis in the mix. So if anybody out there thinks you're worthy as a high school tennis player, and it doesn't matter what you did after high school.
No.
You could have gone on to become Michael Jordan after high school. What only matters is what you did in high school. So, Ernie, in wrapping this up, and I believe we're down to about 4 or 5 minutes, any message you want to send out on behalf of the tennis family to our community, anything else you want to say, you want people to know to do?
I just like to say, Bill, thank you for giving me this opportunity because, as you said, you know, tennis is one of those sports that you don't necessarily comes to mind right away in this city because we have the, you know, incredible, you know, football, passionate fans, and you have the hockey and baseball fans. And tennis is one of those sports that just doesn't get that recognition. But when you think of the thing I love, Bill, is the discipline it creates. I mean, you have so many disciplines in tennis that I think works in so many other forms in life. And you also have the mentoring, and you hear a lot about mentoring anymore. Well, in my time in playing tennis, Bill, I've been privy to, you know, play with doctors, lawyers. I mean, you know, there's so many stockbrokers. I mean, there's so many people who play tennis because I'm not saying it's a prerequisite, but generally speaking, most tennis players have probably gone to college.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, a lot of them are very, very successful people. And when you go to, say, the Highland Park tennis clinic or just be up there, we just have a great range of people, you know. And again, Bill, the diversity, that's what I really is impactful to me. You know, I would say we are one of the, you know, really, we encompass, you know, togetherness. We like the whole community aspect, but we really are just very diverse in our, you know, makeup, and we're also diverse in, you know, who we, you know, support in our community.
And it allows you to, when you talk about diversity, seniors can play this game.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Older folks that might be tired of walking in circles or tired of walking in the mall can come out. And in about 8 or 10 weeks, have a fairly decent tennis game.
And Bill, you're 100% right, because guess what? When we have a super seniors division, I mean, we're starting at 70 years old. And Bill, it's, I guess, for I'm not, you know, I'm 64, but I'm relatively still a pup when it comes to those type of guys. But the love we have for our seniors, it's almost the most entertaining, you know, tennis tournament up there, because you just love to see these guys compete, right. and it makes you inspired to say tennis is a game for life, you know.
We
love to see it.
Yeah, it's a great sport. It's universal, and we're shouting out around the world. Get in touch with Ernie Bay and members of the Highland Park Tennis Association. They're highly ranked. And want to thank Ernie Bay for being here with us today. And just one more time, Ernie, that phone number for people to reach you at is?
Area code 412-444-5578.
Hey, I want to thank all of our guests today. Brian Bullard, who brought us a little bit of FBI, a little bit of State Trooper, a little bit of basketball. Coach Karen Hall, female basketball talent extraordinaire. You have been listening to Urban Media Today. Soul Take Champions Live. Champions aren't born, they're made. And we make them better than anyone. Soul Tape.
The champ is
Champions
here.
Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? Now think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.